Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but today. So you can have the life that you love, to live that dream life, to do what you want, to be with those that you love while they still love you. And on top of that, you're not just here for your own comfort and convenience, but you're here because you want to create a greater impact in the world. You want to be a blessing in other people's lives. And as you financially prosper, you can create that ripple effect as well. And guys, I'm walking on the show again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for sharing and binging and again, just being a part of this great movement. Because I love when I talk to you guys each week, not just on here, but when I talk to some of you one-on-one, hearing the things that you guys have already implemented and started to do, and especially how your mind's been able to expand, it's been huge. So thank you so much. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, there's great information on there as well. So today I want to talk about something where, I was talking to one of you recently, in fact, and you brought up how it really blew your mind when I did episode number 196, which was 401k versus real estate, right? And, I talked about doing the 401k with a match versus doing real estate instead without getting a match. And so I decided to kind of do the apples-to-apples comparison again, right? I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this again, and I'm going to do it kind of conservative because, you know, the truth is that, hey, I mean, we're all guessing here, but I wanted to make sure that I play devil's advocate against my own point. And so I did a scenario where you're either one, you're doing a 401k, and you're doing the absolute max possible through your employer, that is, which is you're doing about $25,000 a year, right? So I just had that doing $25,000 a year. You're basically putting in your max of about $19,000. And then, of course, the match is going in for another $6,000 that your company's putting in for you. So it evens out to be $25,000. And I decided even to be nice. I decided even do a compound interest at 6% or 6.5% even. So great interest rate. I think that could possibly even be better than what we'll see the next 10 years. But I wanted to run this as a 10-year scenario just to see where it is. And again, we're starting from scratch. So this is like brand new, starting with a 401k, not with any current balances or anything. I'm just saying, hey, if you're starting out from scratch, you're debating about whether or not putting the 401k versus not putting money in the 401k, which everybody would think you're crazy to do, I'm going to show you here what that means. And so the other person says, hey, we only got $19,000 a year. Instead of putting that in the 401k, I'm going to use that myself. And so you now invest it yourself, buying like turnkey real estate properties, for example. So anyways, so I ran that out. So I said, all right, you're doing 401k, $25,000 a year, earning 6.5%. And then I took some real properties right now and took some of their numbers and applied that as well with only $19,000 a year on the real estate side. So you've got less to invest. So I started that out. So year one, you put in $25,000. End of year one, your 401k. Hey, you got over $26,000. Congratulations, right? And that just kind of compounds as it goes. Just so you know, the 401k, $25,000 a year for 10 years with a 6.5% interest will give you just under $360,000, right? So you put in, basically you put in $250,000 to have just under $360,000. So not bad, right? I mean, sounds awesome. You made an extra $110,000 almost in interest over the period of that 10 years. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to cash flow, and this is really means, is it, we don't care about what the balance is. We don't care about how much money you have. It's about what kind of income can it create. So I took that same $359,289 to be exact. I took that and I said, let's times that by 3%. So you're pulling off 3% a year. Why 3%? Because that's kind of how they calculate based on how long people are living and inflation and everything else. You don't want to be pulling out more than 3%, especially in this low interest rate environment. Even 3% might be a little bit high. So you're pulling out just 3% a year, right? In hopes that you don't run out of money. 3% a year on that money means out of the 401k, assuming you're 59 and a half by that point or whatever, right? You can pull out about $10,778 a year. So just over 10 grand a year is the cash flow you get from that. So the question is can we do better? Could we invest our money in real estate, even if we don't get the match from the employer, if we don't get that full on 100% match from the employer, could we beat about $10,000 or $11,000 a year in 10 years? Now, obviously, I think you know what I'm going to say is the answer, especially if I've been talking about this. The answer is easily, right? But here's how. So year one, $19,000. That's not going to buy you a whole lot. I pretty much figured you're going to buy a $75,000 property with 10% down, or sorry, 20% down, plus some closing costs. That's about 19 grand. So use up all your money in that first year just to buy your first property. Now, a cash flow is about 2,400 a year, right? 200 bucks a month. So not a humongous amount of money, but hey, you've got some money coming in. Your net worth is about just under $16,000 by the time you pay down that mortgage a little bit. And really, it's your renters paying down your mortgage for you, right? This is net cash flow I'm talking about, 2,400 a year. That's 200 bucks a month net after expenses, paying for property management fees and that sort of thing. So again, very common type of returns that I'm seeing right now with turnkeys. In fact, some of them I even see returning better, but I didn't want to throw those in here because I want to keep the numbers lower on the real estate side and a little bit higher than I expect on the 401k side, just again, to play devil's advocate against my own point here. So anyways, yeah, you got that one property. Good job. Well, next year, you got that 2,400 plus you add another 19,000. I say, great. You've now just used that same money again to buy another $75,000 property. Year two, your income's now up to 4,800. So you're not there yet, but already you can see what we're quickly approaching. Now we started to accumulate some money, right? Because now the cash flow is 400 a month or 4,800 a year. We didn't use much of the 2,400 from the previous year. So we got 7,200 plus the 19,000, you know, that you're putting away every year, right? That's about 26,000 bucks. Well, now that puts us in a little bit different territory. We could buy about a $100,000 single family home. Put 20% down. Yep. You got about 20 grand there. Plus I figured closing costs might leave you about a grand afterwards. You know, so say it was 25 grand out of pocket, but the cash flow is 250 a month or 3,000 a year. Your cash flow now in year three is up to 7,800. Now we do it again the next year. We buy another $100,000 home. We're now up to 10,800 in cash flow. So already by year four, and I'm not even increasing rents with inflation or anything, which normally in real life you would. I'm completely just keeping this simple. The truth is you might even have a little bit more than this, but hey, you never know what kind of expenses happen. So I figured it all evens out in the end because there's possibility of renters not paying rent. There's possibility of maintenance. So I'm just keeping rent the same, right? Now, as that time goes on, you know, that's 10,800. You've just matched the 401k. By year four, what took you 10 years in the 401k is 4 years in real estate. And this is just accumulating assets. We're not even worried about what's happening when I get to around year seven when we start selling some assets. So anyways, that keeps going. We keep buying $100,000 properties here. You get the cash flow in year six up to about 16,800. Then in year seven, I decide I'm going to sell the two $75,000 properties that we bought in those first 2 years. So I said, you know what? It's appreciated. You know, we've had some appreciation. I only put 3% appreciation, by the way. I know it's pretty low, especially for single family homes at that price range. But again, devil's advocate against my point, right? So really after paying for sales commissions, you know, selling your houses and things like that, these two houses, you come out with about $55,000 back in your pocket. Not bad considering you had, even with closing costs, you had about, you know, $38,000 or so coming out of pocket from that, right? So now we've already made some extra money off that property. So we take that money, we bought a duplex. You know, with all the cash flow and the additional savings we built up, we now buy a duplex. Well, that duplex is a pretty penny, but the nice thing is it's cash flowing about $1,000 a month. So it's $95,000 out of pocket after closing costs, but we got this here. By the way, like I know that I'm spewing off numbers and you're like, what the heck? Hey, if you want this little spreadsheet I made up, great. You can just ask me for it. Okay. So you sell off this home, sell off those two homes. You have the cash flow you've already had, plus that additional, you know, cash that you've already had saved up. You know, you got enough to at least put that $95,000 down. You had about $9,000 left over after you're all said and done. But now your cash flow is up to $24,000 a year. You're not $2,000 a month in year seven. Now in year eight, I took a break. And again, I didn't do anything with inflation. So I just kept the cash flow at $24,000, just building some extra cash to buy that next duplex. Year nine, bought another duplex. Now we're up to $36,000 a year because again, $1,000 a month. So $12,000 a year more. And the next year I said, all right, I'm just going to sell a few of these $100,000 single family homes we bought back in years three and four. Let's just sell them off now. Sold off those, made about $90,000 profit, but bought two duplexes, two lower priced duplexes that I found proformas on. Bought those, about almost $600,000 worth of duplexes there. Came out of pocket, pretty much used up all the cash we had from the sale of the properties as well as from the cash I had left over. Now, the cash flow is at about $49,000 a year in year 10. So here's the thing. The 401k is just over $10,000 a year, right, of income, almost $11,000 a year. The real estate, again, without raising rents, just from purely buying properties and leaving the rents alone, about $49,000 a year, nearly five times the income. Guys, you even had the employer helping you out on that 401k, giving you that match. Remember, they only match up, 100%, usually up to like 6%. So if you're making $100,000 a year, that's where that $6,000 a year came from, making it $25,000, right? But that's the thing. You're trying to pack away all this money, maxing out your 401k to the limits, right? Only to find out, well, gee, 10 years, $10,000 a year? That's not a lot, right? Now, granted, you might say, well, hey, with compound interest, it'll be more. Yeah, it will be. It'll be about double. Yeah, it will be more, but that's the thing is that you got to keep packing away. You really got to save. If you want a good lifestyle, you really got to save a heck of a lot more than $25,000 a year to do that in a mutual fund because the returns in mutual funds and in the stock market is not that great. The average stock market has been only in the last 30 years about 7.5%. So when I take out your 401k admin fees of about 1%, which is pretty nice. I mean, some of them are like 0.8%. Some of them are 1.5% to 2%. I put it 1% fees. You net 6.5% if you get the full market returns, if you get those returns, right? Again, playing devil's advocate, you're still making over $10,000 a year, but it compares nothing to what you can do with real estate because real estate not only pays you cash flow at a much higher return than what a market has averaged in the stock market, but on top of that, now you've got these other returns coming on. You have appreciation, right? You've got that going for you. You've also got, you've got other benefits such as, you've got the fact that your renters are paying down your mortgage for you. Remember, we were talking about net cash flow that we were pocketing, but we were taking the money we're having and paying down our mortgage with it, right? So you've got that. And we're not even talking about tax benefits with depreciation and all that kind of stuff, right? So just with appreciation, paying down your mortgage and cash flow alone, this is why it builds up. And by the way, the net worth is way higher. You have a higher net worth over time with the real estate than you would building and growing inside the 401k. So that's the funny thing is that, yeah, the net worth in it, I was calculating he had a little over $400,000 of net worth in those properties between the mortgages and the assets, right? But the cool thing is the cash flow is producing about $49,000 a year. That is why I'm a big fan of doing things like real estate, right? Especially if you do it right. There are ways to do it wrong. I get that. And again, none of these things are guaranteed. Just like the 401k is not guaranteed, neither is the real estate. It could do better. It could do worse on either side, right? But I'm telling you, if I were to put my own money, I already do. I already put my own money in these things. I've seen way better, in many cases, better returns than this, right? But it doesn't matter, guys. The fact is, it's all about cash flow. What's really important is how does it ultimately create income for you? That is where freedom comes in. It doesn't matter what your net worth is. It doesn't matter how much money you've saved up in nice little mutual funds or your retirement plan. What truly matters is what kind of income can it create for you? And if you go on based on the same old stuff that you've been doing for years and years, it just won't cut it. So guys, I know I'm kind of making this short. I'm really not diving too deep into this because, again, I did the same thing in episode number 196. But I figure for episode number 350, let's make it special. Let's review this again and just bring this up. And I wanted to use a little bit different numbers too. I wanted to kind of go further. The thing is, the math is crazy. It took me over an hour to do this spreadsheet. So I hope you guys appreciate it. It was my pain for your own gain. But that's the thing is that it really, even conceptually, if you figure out that, hey, if I'm making at least, you know, 10, 12% cash on cash return on my money, plus you have these other things like appreciation and the fact they're paying down your mortgage and everything else, it's no wonder why your cash flow is so much higher, why your income is so much higher. That is what we truly, truly want. So guys, I hope this was valuable for you. I hope this you were able to learn something from this, but I'm telling you, just like I said on an interview recently, you cannot truly retire, unless you're packing away 50 to 100% of your income into retirement plans, you really cannot retire doing the same mainstream thing that financial advisors are teaching you. You just won't get a lifestyle from that. Lifestyle, true freedom, financial independence, that can only come when you start doing something differently. That's why we talk about doing alternative investments. Because why? Because I like evidence. When I look at what's really happening in the world, when I look at people's real life results, right, including my own, it doesn't happen from saving up in retirement plans. I have not seen people save their way to wealth. When it has happened is when people have done things that are outside the norm. Even though hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are doing this very thing, investing in these alternative investments, still the mainstream America and the rest of the world don't even really know that they're out there. Or if they've heard of them, they've been told weird things by stupid financial experts like, oh, well, that's risky and this and that, right? Listen, guys, the truth is out there. If we're a cult like X-Files, right? It really is. Like, there are so many options. There's so much more hope that's out there than you realize. If you've been a good saver, just imagine how awesome it would be if you actually got that money working harder for you than what it's doing right now. Because right now, you're probably wondering whether it's enough. Because it may be sitting around on its butt doing nothing. And the truth is, we want our money working for us. Because when it does that, that's when it creates real freedom, real cash flow, real results. So guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. And I hope, again, you look at this as hope for you, hope for your future, and that truly, this stuff is working and it's possible. Make it a great week, guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.